This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Can you believe it? As I mentioned earlier, in the middle of a new month and a new year, time just flies. On the show this hour, one giant talent. Melissa Manchester will be joining us. Not only a great singer with so many hits, but a fantastic musical writer and an actress. Later on in the hour, another actress, Charlene Tilton. Now, of course, we remember her as a star on the successful television show Dallas. Only 17 years old when she was on that show, and she's gone on to do a lot of things since then. And then joining us will be Dr. Lovely and Gina Hollenbeck talking about a very serious subject on the show today, and that's lung cancer. And that's all this hour with Ron Segi Today.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Hi, I'm the nutritionist known as the Diet Diva, Tara Collingwood, here to explain why almonds are a great choice during National Healthy Skin Month, which is recognized each November. Research shows that eating almonds may help benefit skin by reducing wrinkles, skin pigmentation, and damage from UVB rays. A study found that postmenopausal women who ate 2 ounces of almonds a day over 3 months had a 16% reduction in wrinkle severity and a 20% reduction in uneven skin tone. Another study from UCLA showed that Asian American women, 18 to 45, who snacked on just 1.5 ounces of almonds daily increased their skin's resistance to UVB rays. Eating almonds may increase protection from sun damage along with applying sunscreen. As we age, people spend so much time on our daily skincare routine, but who knew that snacking on almonds may be one tasty way to reduce wrinkles? I'm Tara Collingwood, diet nutrition expert. For more information, visit almonds.com.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi Today. And joining us right now is a real legend in the music business. And she's been with us in the past. And I'm glad she's back. And we're going to talk about a lot of things that she's got in the works. After 19 great albums, lots of awards, and millions of performances, she's here with us right now. Joining us is the legend of Melissa Manchester. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Very happy to be with you, Ron. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's been some years since you and I have chatted, and it's nice to have you back here. You know, I was just reading that you took on a teaching post at USC's Thornton School of Music 3 years ago.
That's correct, yeah.
I wonder what it's like when a student walks into a class and he sees that his instructor is Melissa Manchester. I mean, that's got to be a real shocker.
Well, it's lovely, and mostly they learn about me from their parents. but it's so interesting. You know, the thing that I found about teaching is that you only sort of learn what you know when a young one asks you an opinion. And then you think, I know how to answer this.
Wow. Right. That's very enlightening. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
I tell you, your music, your presence on television, on stage, it's just amazing. I mean, when you listen to this music of Melissa Manchester, ladies and gentlemen, Midnight Blue, Whenever I Call You Friend, Through the Eyes of Love, Don't Cry Out Loud, and of course, I just love everything that you do, and always have, but you should hear how she talks about you. I mean, these are all great songs. And I have asked people like Paul Anka, where do these ideas come from? I mean, where do you get these ideas for not only great songs, but songs that are embraced by millions of people and become legendary?
Oh, it comes from all different sources. You know, when you're writing something, a lot of times it comes out of a conversation, and suddenly you say something or you hear something and you think, I can build a song around that. You know, it just sort of pulls at your heartstrings. And I've been very fortunate. I've had brilliant friends like Marvin Hamlisch and Carol Sager and Peter Allen and Ian Pitchford and Tom Snow, who have provided me with songs that have, you know, been major building blocks on my career.
You know, and a great friendship with Barry Manilow and Bette Midler. Barry was on a show a couple of weeks ago. Did you know a guitar player, Melissa, that worked around for years by the name of Art Phillips?
No.
Okay, I just wonder, because Art is a great producer and arranger in Australia now, and he was with Barry for many years, and he's a dear friend of mine. I'm a singer. He's my first guitar player. Took him out of high school.
And
I just wondered if you knew him. Now, you have a situation that absolutely is probably the most confusing, if you will, of all situations in the entertainment business. And that is, in today's ridiculous music scene, big artists, huge artists like yourself and, you know, just huge artists, Paul McCartney, aren't on a record label. I mean, that is staggering. And I think a lot of it has to do with how radio stations now play music and their corporate enterprises and research and all this other baloney. So you turned around and you are distributing your own material and producing your own songs.
Yeah, well, first of all, there are very few record companies left.
That's true.
And a lot of that had to do with the fact that they shot themselves in the foot. I mean, I've had a lot of success and a lot of failure with record companies, but that comes from having, thank God, a very long career. But what I have learned from my students is that there's a whole new design of a marketplace. There's a whole new way to get one's music out. And I was so fascinated by the fact that my students would come in every 6 months or so with a brand new CD that looked lovely and sounded great and had lovely artwork and shrink wrap and the whole thing. I thought, how did you do this, thinking that they were signed with independent record labels? And they said, well, we're doing it with fan funding. And I asked them what that meant and all the components of it. And I thought, you know what, I want to try this venture out myself. So I got on board with Indiegogo.com, and people can go there. And what's fascinating is it allows the listener and the fan to be part of the process. You know, you contribute different levels of money, and you get different premiums. You know, you can get handwritten lyrics. You can get a signed CD. You can get something downloadable. You can come be with me in the studio. You know, you can have me perform in your backyard. And it's just fascinating. It just allows the listener to be more invested in the process as it goes along. Who knew that people were so interested in the process?
Well, you know, that's very true. And, of course, being in the business for 50 years like I have been, I'm certainly interested in the process. When I watch the video online, which you got to go to, ladies and gentlemen, it's fascinating. It is what you and I both love, and that's being in a studio around microphones and musicians. But
right.
The process is fun.
And you know what I have found? That even though people know how to pull the rabbit out of the hat, metaphorically, they still get excited when the rabbit shows up.
Yeah, no, you're exactly, boy, well put, I must say, very well put. Now, how did you get up to speed with this? And I say that complimentary because I want to tell you something. I can't even text, all right?
I get it. I have a whole bunch of my students who wanted to jump on board with this. I had a wonderful woman redesign my website so that it's very user-friendly, and you can just sort of follow buttons to Indiegogo, where you can learn about what the campaign is. And the campaign is only running for 37 more days. These are limited-time campaigns, because it helps everybody get focused that there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. So we have 37 days to go on the Indiegogo.com campaign. And if you go to my website, melissamanchester.com, you can read about me and what I'm doing and my touring dates and where I'll be in your neighborhood. You know, it's just fantastic to be on this journey for so long. It's wonderful to have so many fans along the way, want to be a part of it, and and supporting you, and it's just wonderful.
Well, you know, and the name is legendary, and you come from a musical family. Your whole family was kind of music-oriented.
I do. My dad was a bassoonist for the Metropolitan Opera,
wow.
And my mother was one of the first women designers to own her own firm on 7th Avenue, Ruth Manchester Limited. My sister Claudia is one of the senior producers. And so it's very lovely, and my kids are great, and everything's fine.
Oh, that's great. And your sister Claudia, my wife's name is Claudia, by the way. And now, here's the other thing. You got a new cover of the Ronettes hit, Be My Baby. Totally different
right.
than the original
right.
Be My Baby by the Ronettes,
right.
which, of course, was Phil Spector's genius.
Right. And the song is 50 years old, which I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I started performing it on stage a few years ago. I do an entirely different rendition of it. It's very dreamy. It's beautiful. And
beautiful.
It's free downloadable. If you go into my website, melissamanchester.com, it's your gift from me. You can just download it, and it's yours. But we, you know, as soon as I started performing it, the audience would start to sing along in the appropriate background parts.
Wow.
And I thought, man, oh, man, this couldn't be more fun.
Oh.
And so we recorded it, and it's gorgeous.
Now, when you go to the website, that video is extremely interesting, everyone. You got to go see this because Melissa really explains in detail, explains really what you're talking about before, about the opportunity of acquiring signed, written lyrics, you know, coming to your church to sing, you know,
that's
coming to your backyard.
You can think that. That's right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really done very, very well. I mean, you did a great job with it. And I got to be honest with you, it's such a unique thing from the standpoint of going over and above just selling records on the Internet. I mean, this is kind of an interactive type deal, if you will.
It is. It's very interactive. It makes the fans have an investment in the process of getting it to gold, of getting it done. And you can sort of keep track of progress of the recording as it goes on, and I'm on Facebook, and if you just type in Melissa Manchester on Facebook, you'll find me, and I talk about the recording, and people chime in on the conversation. It's fascinating. I barely know what I'm doing. My kids have to help me half the time, but it's so interesting because we are in a new industrial revolution.
Yes.
And the wheel is almost being rediscovered, and I'm not sure it ends up entirely round, but I think I just wanted to jump on this adventure and be part of Indiegogo.com and be part of MelissaManchester.com and appeal to my fans who have been along with me for 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's remarkable. And I'm only a generation of people who actually know how to maneuver and navigate the Internet.
Well, Melissa, can you join us for a couple more minutes? I want to take a quick pause, come right back. I want to talk about your acting career.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Our very special guest is a legend, Melissa Manchester, and you can go to MelissaManchester.com or Indiegogo.com and find out the latest project with the very lovely and talented Melissa Manchester.
Whatever it is, it'll keep till the morning. Haven't we both got better things to do? Midnight.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
My special guest has been so nice to stay with us another segment. Very talented legend, Melissa Manchester. Now, Melissa, here you are, this huge success in the music industry, yet you are also a very talented actress, being on the soap opera Search for Tomorrow. You have worked on stage. You have worked everywhere possible in the different arena totally. And I would be unfair if I asked you this, but I'm going to ask you anyway, okay? What do you like better, being an actress or being a singer? But I think I know the answer.
Well, you know, all of these different adventures are part of the same creative impulse to express yourself. And I think, however, I'm very grateful for the adventures of acting. I did the national tour of Song and Dance written by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
I co-starred in the 25th anniversary performance of Sweeney Todd, Mr. Sondheim's masterpiece.
Wow.
But for me, I sort of live and breathe writing and concert performing and writing for theater. I've written a couple of musicals, and I'm working on a new musical now with Rupert Holmes and Sharon Vaughan called Sweet Potato Queen. So I'll be able to talk to you about that in the near future, hopefully.
Good.
But mostly it's that deeply, I don't know, spiritual, psychic connection, that communal feeling of performing in front of an audience and writing songs and sharing them with people or having other people record them. There's just something so intimate and deeply lovable about the whole experience, because the audience brings so much more than I could ever imagine when I'm sitting in front of a blank piece of paper writing a song. You know, they project all of their feelings. They project their clarity because of the song. They project their sense of isolation, that they didn't know anybody else was thinking about what they were thinking about, and that my song somehow gave them voice. It was just incredible. And with this new album, which is called, by the way, You Gotta Love the Life, it's half cover songs, Be My Baby, Son of a Preacher Man, which the great Dusty Springfield made famous, From This Moment On, and Let's Face the Music and Dance, the brilliant songs by Cole Porter and Irving Berlin, plus original songs. So there's something for everybody, and I just feel that there's so much to think about, to feel blessed about, and never take for granted the fact that people have have walked this walk with me for 40 years. It's amazing.
Yeah, and you know, like our mutual friend Dick Clark used to say, it's the blueprint of your life, music. You know, even though you can play a part in a role, like the remarkable job you did for The Boys, the Bette Midler film, and The Blossom, of course, starring in the musical I Sent a Letter to My Love, always doing something that you're not. But when you're singing, you're reflecting, even though you may not even know it at the time as a singer, you're reflecting your own emotions and thoughts, and boy, that is very, very personal.
Yes, it's true. Well, you know what happens? The songs become your monologues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and somebody was asking me if I ever got tired of any of the songs, and honestly, I don't. I love these songs. I love to share them. I love to the live experience is so thrilling because you get a chance to try new things out,
right.
And the audience feels honored and blessed that they could be a witness to these things if they work out, and it's funny if they don't work out. You
know? It's immediate reaction, immediate response in a concert situation.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
Nominated for a Grammy in 1978 and 79, received the Grammy Award in 1982 for Best Female Vocalist, and I'm going back to this video on your website for a second, okay?
Yeah.
Being as close as you are to Bette Midler and Barry Manilow, and Barry and I were talking a couple of weeks ago when he was on the show about, you know, his great love, as I have a great passion for, and I know you do, of building music in schools, sometimes takes a backseat. Every town that he plays a concert in, he gives away a piano, and you've hopped on that bandwagon. And
I have indeed, yes. If you contribute to the Indiegogo website for Melissa Manchester, you just type in my name once you get there. It'll direct you directly to the site. If you contribute to the project, You Gotta Love the Life, a portion of the proceeds I have designated for the Manilow Project, because he's so passionate, as am I, to restore music education, arts education in the public school system. For some ridiculous reason, people don't realize that arts education is a fundamental part of an educated society. And the fact that he has his fans bring in broken instruments that he repairs, his foundation repairs, and donates to the public school system is really saintly work. I'm so proud of him, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
And I tip my hat to you. I really do, Melissa, because that is a great cause. I don't want to get on a soapbox, but, you know, so many times there is a concern in schools about the sports program, and these are all important. But when you talk about music, music is the universal language. Some people may not like football. Some people may not like basketball. Everybody likes music in some form or another.
Well, indeed, and it gives kids who are going through a very hormonal, angst-ridden period of their lives some kind of structured but safe outlet.
Right.
To be deeply creative and deeply expressive, and it saves lives.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many people have sent me letters and emails over the years about that my song kept them from committing suicide, or helped them to finally propose to somebody, or helped them to decide to make a baby. You name it. It's very important, and I'm very pleased to be working alongside Barry.
And memories. Every time I hear one of your songs, I could tell you where, what I was doing at the time. I mean, gosh, it's unbelievable. What does it feel like to have a dormitory named after you?
Isn't that funny?
That's great.
Not only do I have a dormitory named after me, which I'm thrilled about, there is a fleet of young women named after me. Their moms named them Melissa after me years ago, and they come and visit me now, and they're in their 20s now, and it's very sweet.
Ah, that's great. And also received the Governor's Award from the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences for contributions to the music and recording arts. Pretty classy stuff.
Yeah.
Again, that website is Indiegogo.com.
Yes, or you can go to melissamanchester.com, and it will direct you to Indiegogo. And there, you know, you'll find out about news and look at photos and see where I'm going to be touring. I hope it'll be near you. And, it's just a new age and a new adventure, and I'm jumping in with both feet.
Terrific, Melissa. I'm glad you took a little time out to raise your children, as you claimed that you did, but you're back in the mix again. Are you going to be playing down in the Florida area at all?
Oh, absolutely. If you go on the website, I'm actually doing a whole bunch of dates down in Florida this year.
Great.
So go on the website, melissamanchester.com, look under tour dates, and you will see me waving at you.
Geez, maybe I can come up and sing Midnight Blue with you.
You know what? If you donate enough money to this campaign, you get a chance to be on stage with me. You bet.
You can do anything you want, right, Melissa?
You got it.
Well, I
got
to tell you something. You got to join us more often, okay? We love having you on board. Congratulations with this great project, and we will give everybody the information we can about dates across the USA, and anytime that you want anything, we are at your beckoning call, my friend.
Thank you very much. And you had mentioned that this is being aired to the armed services.
Yes, it is.
God bless them all.
Thank you for saying that. That's very nice. Melissa, you're a class act. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Ron. Take care.
Thank you. The legendary Melissa Manchester. What a talented and down-to-earth lady. Stick around because there's more to come today.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FBI is assisting with a hostage situation at a Jewish synagogue in Texas. A man claiming to be armed has taken the rabbi and three others hostage at Congregation Beth Israel in Colleyville, Texas. The suspect is claiming to have put explosives in unknown locations and has demanded to speak with his sister, who he says is Afia Siddiqui, a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted more than a decade ago in New York of trying to kill American military personnel and FBI agents in Afghanistan. The hostage taker inside the synagogue is apparently demanding to have his sister freed from prison, where she's serving an 86-year sentence. The Biden administration and Texas Governor Greg Abbott say they're closely monitoring the situation in Colleyville, which is just northwest of Dallas. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Sedgy today. I think we've chalked up 30 years of doing this, and I believe, if I'm not incorrect, that this is the first time our next guest has been with us. She's a tremendous artist. She is a singer. Joining us right now is Charlene Tilton. Hi, Charlene. How are you? Welcome to the show.
You are so kind. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I think this is the first time you've been on the show with us. Of course, going back 30 years is a long time, but I think this is the first time, and I am happy that you're finally here.
Me too. Thank you ever so much.
Let's talk about what's happening. The 5th annual Love from Music City Gala, an annual event that's been happening for the 5th year, obviously, that's going to be taking place at the estate at Cherokee Dock, which is formerly the home of Reba McEntire. Tell us a little bit first about what the Love from Music City Gala is all about and who it benefits, Charlene.
Okay, well, Love from Music City Gala, this gala every year, all the proceeds go to the foster care system, the children's foster care system for Middle Tennessee. I got involved with them because I was a foster child from the age of 5 to 8. For 3 years, I went from different foster home to foster home. And then after I was 15 years old, my mother had mental illness problems, so she was institutionalized. Those 3 years I was in foster care, I did not get back into the system. It's very important, these kids that age out of the foster care system, kids from 15 to 18, they need a lot of help. And what this gala does and the online auction and the live auction, all the proceeds go to benefit these kids. And what we do is we give them wonderful, wonderful clothes and things and just everything that they would need, their own backpacks. Because when I was a kid, I literally just kind of went with whatever was in my backpack and a toothbrush, maybe a little baggie with some stuff in it. No toys, no nothing. So benefit the foster care system in Middle Tennessee, which is so important, and it's actually overrun right now.
Charlene, how much did that scar your life? Because obviously, in the end, you've made a success of your life. You're very well known. You're very successful in many entertainment ventures. But when you're that age, and you're shifted from home to home, and so many problems at such a young age, which are the development years, and the development years are so stressful the way it is, if everything was copacetic and going well, how does that affect you?
A child feels like they're not wanted, they don't belong, you know, all those things. And I was very fortunate enough, though, I've just always had the sense of God's hand and provision on my life. I just have. I've been very fortunate to have goals that I wanted to be an actress, that I could do that. And I was started working from the age I was, from like 15 years old, I got an agent. I went and did different guest star parts. And then when I was 17, I got cast as Lucy Ewing, of course, on the television phenomenon Dallas. I was very fortunate and blessed. And a lot of these children in the foster care don't have that. And it takes a village. It does. We're here to help. Love for Music City is a great organization. The event is, as you said, the estate at Cherokee Dock in Lebanon, Tennessee, the former home of Reba McEntire. Bill Anderson is presenting the Icon Award to Miss Crystal Gale. We have a great lineup. Now, then, there will be a silent auction that will be online worldwide. And on that auction, we have a signed Tim Tebow helmet, a signed guitar by Miranda Lambert.
Wow.
One night stay at the Cherokee Dock, Reba McEntire, former state. Oh, I kind of want that. I bring my toothbrush. Listen, I'm used to going from house to house. I can do it.
That's funny. Well, past entertainers that have received this award, like Crystal, is going to receive, and believe me, Crystal deserves it. Previous people who received it is T.G. Shepherd, Rhonda Vincent, Kelly Lang, Jeannie Seely, Jimmy Fortune, and you're going to be part of the lineup of entertainment also. You know, I got to go back for just a second. I didn't realize you were only 17 years old when you were on Dallas. I mean, that is unbelievably. 17 years old and the number one show in the world.
Yes, I was very fortunate. You know what's kind of funny? That through this whole pandemic and shutdown, Amazon Prime has started showing Dallas again. So from the beginning, I was on the show for 11 years. I'm telling you, people that never saw it when, you know, really young people discovered it during the shutdown, and I've been getting a ton of mail from all over the world from young people or people that are revisiting it again. So it's kind of gotten a whole new resurgence. And I said, you know what? Maybe I'll put it on again. So I was watching my little grandson till my daughter came home, and they were, I had put them to bed, and she walks in, and I'm watching Dallas on her TV, and she's like, what are you doing? I'm watching Dallas. I mean, it looked like something out of, I should have had a martini and a cigarette in one hand.
Right.
I'm watching myself when I was young.
Don't feel bad about that. I listen to my old shows all the time, okay? My family says, being a narcissist. I says, no, I'm bringing back just an easier time.
Oh, you're right. You know what? First of all, I never saw all the episodes when we were doing it because we were so busy doing it. I never saw them, and I'm getting to watch it now, you know, 40 years later, as, you know, just watching it, discovering it, and I'm understanding, dang, this show was great. It still holds up. I mean, J.R. Ewing had a big cell phone that looked like a briefcase that he had in his car, and, you know, he had big hair and shoulder pads, and... But the show holds up. It's really great.
You're right. The cell phones and the model of the cars are the only two things that have changed. Maybe some hairdos, too. But, you know, I wonder if you knew how big the show was while you were doing it. And the reason I ask that question is that I pose that to a lot of singers when they were touring and just in the beginning, and the guys from the 50s and the women from the 50s and the 60s. And, you know, there was no thing as Facebook and online. They just went from city to city, never knowing that their records were going to the top of the charts and they would become superstars. Did that happen with you on Dallas?
And Patrick Duffy, of course, he played Bobby Ewing, my uncle, and he pointed this out to me not that long ago. You would think that would have dawned on me beforehand, but a lot of shows become a hit in the United States and then roll out into different countries or across the world. We were not only a hit here, but we were also a hit all over the world at the same time. We were like in 187 countries, so... We were huge all over the world simultaneously. The days we weren't working, we were doing magazine covers, interviews, trips, being flown all over the world to do shows and things. So it was such a busy time, and I was young and didn't really have a grasp what it was. I was just so swept up in the time and the work that I didn't realize. I have a much better perspective now, and especially watching the show now, for the first time in, you know, 40-something years, it's interesting to watch it. And, yeah, no, I didn't have any idea at the time. I mean, I knew it was big, but I didn't really have the full perspective, no.
Well, it certainly changed the viewing habits of millions of people, not only here, but around the world, as you said. I used to enjoy watching the overdubs coming from Japan and Russia. You spoke very good Russian, you know, a lot of different languages. Charlene, you're a great guest. I wish the heck that you'd come back and visit us. No, wait another 30 years to do that, for goodness sake.
No, you are so kind. Thank you, because Love for Music City, this gala, helping the foster care system of Middle Tennessee, is so important to me. They need your help. Go to lovefrommusiccity.org. Check out all the information. The silent auction items are available online worldwide. We're just going to have a wonderful evening benefiting a fantastic cause, and I know because I've worked with this organization for 5 years, I've gotten to know some of these children in the foster care system, and we give them nothing used. Everything we give to them is brand new, has a price tag on it. They are able to pick out their own clothes, their shoes, their jewelry, their toys, a whole store that they can pick out all their own things. And each area is age appropriate, and they can pick out whatever they want and go on shopping sprees. We do that a couple of times a year. So, and we do all kinds of events. So this is a big one for me. Thank you for letting me promote this and let your wonderful listeners know about this.
Charlene, I appreciate it. And come back anytime to talk about anything that you got going on. And now I got to tell you a secret. I had a mad crush on you on Dallas, okay? So one of my dreams have come true, to have you on my show. So there you go.
You're a sweetheart.
Please come back, okay?
All right.
Charlene Tilton has been our guest. Of course, many things she's known for, including Dallas. And the 5th Annual Love from Music City Gala. If you get involved, do so. It's a well worthwhile cause. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
This bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgie today, and we are so glad to have our next two guests with us. One is a 6-year survivor of non-small cell lung cancer, and the other is a doctor who is a specialist in oncology, associate professor of medicine at Vanderbilt. Joining us right now is Dr. Christine Lovely and Gina Hollenbeck. Gina, doctor, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having us today.
Well, I'm very glad that you're here. Very important subject. And let's start off, doctor, with you. There is a new, relatively effective testing that provides really critical care for not only early cancer patients, but people who have cancer already. It's called genomic testing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's correct. It's genomic testing, or we also use the word biomarker testing. And what this means is we are trying to look at the blueprints of the tumor to try to understand what's causing the tumor to grow.
How does it differ from genetic testing, which has been a traditional way?
Yeah, so important question and important distinction. There are two types of testing we can do. Look for those changes or those mutations in the DNA of the tumor. Those are mutations that you're not born with. Those occur in the cancer and make the cancer become a cancer. The other side of this coin is genetic testing, which is actually looking at the DNA you are born with that you inherit from your mom and your dad. We use both of them in cancer medicine. Typically, when we're talking about picking therapies, we're typically talking about genomic testing.
Is this good for discovering early if cancer exists, after it is there? When is the most effective way to use this kind of testing? I mean, can it tell when someone has actually no symptoms that they might have it, or have no symptoms, don't have it, and could potentially have it in the future?
Yeah, so very important questions and important distinctions. So typically right now, when we talk about genomic testing, we're talking about patients who already have cancer, and we're trying to figure out what's the best way to treat them. However, technology is rapidly evolving, and there are tests to be able to try to detect cancer in the blood before we ever see it on a scan, before a patient ever has symptoms. So right now we're using this testing for patients who have cancer, find cancer before a patient even knows they have it.
Gina Hollenbeck is a 6-year survivor of a small cell lung cancer. Gina, welcome to the show. You were diagnosed of stage 4 lung cancer at the age of 38, and you are a non-smoking former nurse. How the heck did that happen? I mean, you know, you always equate it with smoking, but it doesn't necessarily have to go in that direction, does it not?
Right, Ron. I'm so thankful that you're bringing some awareness to lung cancer, because at 38, I was a nurse training for a triathlon. I never in a million years thought that would lead to a stage 4 lung cancer diagnosis, but it did. And so I really hope that your audience will take those symptoms seriously, a persistent cough that doesn't go away, weight loss, those kind of things. But a lot of people who very athletic and still get diagnosed with lung cancer. So the thing that I think, you know, I hope your audience takes away is that anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. It's not just a disease for people with a history of smoking.
Gina, is it in your family?
No, I have absolutely no family history, no risk factors, and no smoking history.
When you got tested, did you get tested with this new procedure, or were you tested in a traditional way?
The very first test that I had was just really to see if the mass in my lung was cancerous or not. Once it was determined that it was cancerous, I was really, really lucky to have a doctor back in 2015 who knew to do biomarker testing so we could really look at the DNA of the cancer that was in me, find out what was driving the cancer so we could figure out the best treatment to stop it.
Gina, you're the president of ALK Positive. Tell us about that.
Sure. I'm the president of ALK Positive, but ALK Positive is a group of people who have the same biomarker. It's called ALK, and we were working together really to kind of help each other. We're from all over the country. We kind of share our symptoms, our treatment, things, and we really work together to fund research to make sure that our disease gets funded. Very important, because lung cancer has such a stigma that's involved with it, that lung cancer really gets little funding compared to other cancers, even though it's the number one cancer killer of men and women. So this support group helps me tons. There's lots of other biomarkers out there. They can go to biomarkercollaborative.org to find the group that they belong to.
Dr. Lovely, I'm of the opinion that some doctors may not automatically offer this. Why is that the case? And if they don't, should you ask them?
Lung cancer is absolutely the standard of care in the United States and worldwide to look for these genomic biomarkers. And so it's a little bit different to your doctors, your healthcare team. Ask them if biomarker testing is appropriate for your cancer and how you can get that done.
What is the future of treatment of cancer? I know you've probably been asked this a million times. It's a question that everybody asks every day and has been for the past 200 years. What is the future of a cure for cancer? Because we're getting close, but it just seems like such a slow, monotonous process.
Yeah, so absolutely. You know, there is no word in the literature that instills the same sort of fear that the word cancer does. And importantly, this touches all of us, whether you're a cancer patient, a cancer doctor, a daughter, a wife, a husband, a sister, a brother, a neighbor. You know, we all know people who are experiencing cancer. I will say there has been tremendous advances in how we design drugs, how we test for tumors, how we deliver more effective therapies, developing vaccines against cancer, immunotherapy, huge advances. It is important for everyone who's listening to really understand, though, cancer is a disease. There are lots of types of cancer. Every cancer patient with a different cancer is different, and so there is not a one-size-fits-all approach to solve cancer. And so I think there is huge hope on the horizon, both in terms of developing more effective therapies, finding cancer early, but it is not going to be a one-and-done, one-size-fits-all approach.
Where can we go for more information regarding this new testing and ALK?
If you are diagnosed with cancer, to find out more, you can go to startwithstep1.com. That's startwithstep1.com, because the first step is finding out about the DNA of your cancer, what's driving it, so doctors can figure out how to stop it.
Gina, we will keep you in our minds and in our prayers. Gina Hollenbeck has been our guest, 6-year survivor of non-small cell lung cancer, and also the president of ALK Positive, and Dr. Christine Lovely, associate professor of medicine, oncologist at Vanderbilt Health Center. Dr. Gina, thank you so much for joining us. Very important, and we invite you to come back and give us any updates at any time you wish.
Thank you. We will thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yes.
Very important. And stay safe, both of you. Nothing more important than getting this handled. This is something that has plagued our world for centuries. We just got to find a way to cure it. Dr. Lovely and Gina Hollenbeck. We're going to take a short break, but don't go away, because there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world and streaming on the internet at ronseggi.com. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Absolute power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include Paul Anka, the Dog Whisperer Cesar Millan, journalist Kitty Kelly, Lori Moraro, singer, songwriter, and actress Melissa Manchester, actress Charlene Tilton, and Dr. Lovely and Gina Hollenbeck. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to be doing it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.